Cuthbert, and they're moving along nice. You know, with Dunamoyne, we know them well. They beat us in the final last year. So, yeah, they're a top old fit, and yeah, we're going to have to go up and play them in their patch. And it's a big ask for us, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And how much have this Dunamoyne side changed, do you think, from last year? How much have they developed or maybe lost players, or how are they looking?
They're looking much the same. I don't think they've lost too many players. They have all their core members. You know, we haven't seen them actually this year. You know, we've been very much paying attention to our own stuff, and they came through Ulster, I suppose, comfortably enough. Really, they had a big win in the Ulster final, so they're obviously going well. They have all their players from last year, really. So. Yeah, we're familiar with them, and we'll be looking back over the video of last year to see what we can pick up on. But like more focusing on what we're doing than what they're doing, I think.
Okay, and so when you focus on yourselves, how much, you know, there's a margin there that you want to close from last year, obviously, and get the honours this year, or at least the win over them in the semi-final. But how much have you improved or developed since you last met this side, do you think?
I think we have improved, which is the good thing. You know, like we felt on the day last year, we didn't perform to our capabilities. We were disappointed with the way we retreated into a kind of a defensive shape in the second half. It wasn't the intention. It kind of we morphed into it really, and we were disappointed with that. We put a lot of work into, you know, moving the ball quicker. You know, a lot of our kick passing and things like that, and I think like the girls have worked very hard on improving their general football skills all along. So I think we're in a better shape than we were last year. But you know, it comes down to on the day again, and how we'll cope with various situations during the day.
Of course. And look, obviously, if you again park the opposition, I suppose, that you're taking on, if you look at the day and on the day, and the fact that last year when you met this side, it was a final, it was a huge occasion, whereas it's not just a semi-final this year, but it might be a little bit less of, you know, it might be a little bit less to distract players.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, it, like the final is a huge occasion, and, you know, the build-up to it is quite intense, I suppose. And you know, we probably felt under pressure from the year before that we put ourselves under pressure. I think we're obviously more experienced. We've been through it, and we think we're stronger for it. But look, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and you know, we'll have to see how we go again. But I think we are better prepared for it.
And Dominic, the Ladies Football Association have released a Moornabbey team. Is that the team that will line out on Sunday?
Yeah, that's the intention. Yeah. Like, I mean, we have to release that team about a week in advance, you know. And like, we may still make changes to it. We haven't finalized everything. We have a couple of needles that we're trying to iron out. But yeah, that should be our team.